The Supreme Court is not interested in getting involved in what many consider a broken part of our democracy, gerrymandering. Supporters of reform say now is the moment to get it done.
And this doesn't help the Republican Party any more than does the Democratic Party. It just gives power back to the people of Illinois where it should be.
That's State Senator Bill Brady. I'm Ryan Denham, and this GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, June 28th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now let's lead off with the Supreme Court deciding not to get involved in two gerrymandering cases. What it could mean for Illinois. WGLT's Mary Cullen has more.
In a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court said federal courts have no role to play in policing political districts drawn for partisan gain. The decision could embolden political line drawing for partisan gain when state lawmakers undertake the next round of redistricting following the 2020 census. State Senator Bill Brady from Bloomington is one of the state's top Republicans. He says Thursday's ruling will help supporters in Illinois make the case that lawmakers should not draw their own legislative maps. Brady says there's bipartisan support for creating a court-appointed commission instead. If lawmakers approve, voters could decide the issue on the 2020 ballot.
And this doesn't help the Republican Party any more than it does the Democratic Party. It just gives power back to the people of Illinois where it should be.
In Illinois, state and federal legislative districts are carved up by lawmakers themselves, typically Democrats who have the majority in Springfield. Brady is one of 37 co-sponsors of a resolution that, if approved in Springfield, would ask voters on a statewide ballot in 2020 if they want to enact this new 16-member independent commission. Members of the public would even be able to submit maps during the map-drawing process for consideration by the commission. The Supreme Court rejected challenges to Republican-drawn congressional districts in North Carolina and a Democratic district in Maryland.
That's why it's so important that we move forward on this initiative. So we're calling on President Culleton to commit to calling this, and we're asking the governor to follow through on his support of fair maps.
Governor Pritzker says he, too, supports an independent commission and would veto a partisan map. Polling suggests the public favors the idea, too. A spring 2019 survey of Illinois voters by the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute found 67% supported the independent mapmaking.
They want to have fair representation and not gerrymandered districts.
Brady wants Senate President John Cullerton to call it for a vote during the fall veto session. For The Leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Bloomington Normal unemployment in May fell slightly to 3.3%. And the overall number of jobs also rose year over year, the first time that's happened in several months. A recent string of major violent crime arrests involving gang members is straining the McLean County Jail. It's sending some inmates out of the county temporarily to accommodate no-contact orders between certain inmates. And Illinois Congresswoman and Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chair Sherry Bustos feels the party is well-positioned to win a central Illinois district that includes parts of Bloomington Normal. Bustos says if the party can frame the 2020 election around health care, can win some seats Republicans have controlled for years. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. WGLT's news magazine, Sound Ideas, comes your way today at noon and 6 p.m. On his 30th birthday 2 years ago, Ben Lupo decided to walk away from a six-figure salary with an Omaha insurance company and take a chance at becoming a professional gamer. Now he's known as Dr. Lupo, one of the country's most popular esports athletes. He showed off his Fortnite skills yesterday at State Farm's corporate headquarters. WGLT correspondent Joe Deacon spoke with Lupo about the growing popularity of esports and how he managed to make gaming his career.
I kind of have the opportunity to do what I love, what I've loved for years. I'm 32. I've been a gamer for 25, 26 years since I was little. And I have three older brothers, so we've kind of been in this for a really long time. Gaming this level in esports is kind of the introduction of what I've been doing for a really long time as kind of part of the mainstream media, finally. Fortnite played a big part in that because now, finally, you have people that you never would expect to show up as big gamers. You have athletes and you know, baseball players, football players. You've got movie stars, and like Jordan Fisher was on Dancing with the Stars, and he's a huge gamer. You have people coming out of the woodwork now that have been playing video games for a long time as a hobby that are saying, yeah, I mean, I enjoy that too. And before Fortnite, Call of Duty kind of did that, but not on this scale. This is way, way bigger than I think anybody ever thought it would be. And so now esports blowing up in the way that it is and people getting largely invested, you can watch the World Cup on, in the game client in Fortnite or on Twitch or YouTube or Facebook or wherever. You've got people talking about gaming on Twitter at a scale that I don't think anybody ever expected. You now have companies like State Farm partnering with people like me that I'm extremely lucky to be the person that they chose to start with in the Fortnite side of things. For them to want to kind of pave the way it blows my mind. And now that it is at the scale that it is, I think gaming as a whole is being taken more seriously by more people in a way I don't think anybody thought possible, or at least not this quickly. It's changed very fast because of Fortnite and the way that things have kind of grown over the last few years.
You are the first esports athlete that's been sponsored by State Farm. So what does that sponsorship do, and what does that distinction mean to you?
So I've been a State Farm customer for actually a really long time. We've had insurance policies for like our cars for like 9 years. We have homeowners policy. A life insurance policy. Her business is insured by State Farm, so is mine. But before this even started, we had all those things already. My parents were State Farm customers too for years. And so they actually didn't even know that when we started to talk about a potential partnership. And when I told Ed Gold about it, he was like, this is becoming more and more of a no-brainer literally every second, because there's already a connection there. And so when they decided to partner with us, it's kind of like, what can we do for them and what can they do for us? So the charity thing, that's a big piece of it as far as what State Farm can do for me and my channel and my family, because I want them to understand that gaming should be viewed in a positive light, and they understand that too. The other side of that is stuff like this, where I get an opportunity literally to come out here. We're in the atrium here at the HQ, and the place is gorgeous, and I get an opportunity to say hey to fans that are here, which is incredible. I love meeting people. I try as hard as I can to never turn anybody away, and I love taking pictures, and I'll smile all day, until my face hurts, and sign everything that they put in front of me because they're what got me here. And so being able to do this for State Farm and bring attention to the company in a good way, I'll do it every single day that I can.
Hear more of this interview with Dr. Lupo later today at noon at 6 p.m. on WGLT's Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, Congressman Darren LaHood is in town today. We expect to grab the Peoria Republican for some Q&A time, and he's got a fundraiser at lunchtime at the Park Regency Hotel. And Democratic congressional candidate Betsy Dirksen-Lundgren is also in town. She'll appear at a fundraiser tonight in Bloomington. If you'd like listening to this podcast, here's a new way to do it. We have an Alexa flash briefing skill set up for this show, so you can cue it up each morning on your smart speaker. However you're listening, thanks. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.